and welcome to Swiss Info's program for July 19th. I'm Veronica Devorin Byrne. That was a yodel improvised for me over coffee, and using a coffee cup as an instrument, by a woman named Erika Stucki, who's been one of Switzerland's most innovative artists for decades. If you saw her on stage, you might think she was a sort of yodeling Lady Gaga, with the costumes, wigs, and flamboyant performance style to match. On today's program, we'll hear from yodeling artists and enthusiasts about why they're drawn to this high-pitched art form. Erika Stucki will tell us her story later on. But first, there's this. Although that sounds like a traditional Swiss yodel, the people singing it don't all come from Switzerland. They hail from the town of New Glarus, Wisconsin, a Swiss settlement in the United States. Their yodel club was recently invited to sing at the Federal Yodel Festival in Davos, Switzerland, and afterwards, two members of the group stopped by our studios. Tim Nybroughton and Ed Brand both grew up in New Glarus. Why did you choose yodeling as something that you wanted to do? Obviously, you're connected to Switzerland through New Glarus, but what spoke to you about it when you first decided to participate?
Well, I think we just both grew up with the music, living in New Glarus. So in high school, you know, we listened to AC/DC in Boston and also the New Glarus Yodel Club and all the other Swiss groups in the area. So I guess it's kind of funny right now because on my iPod, I have those groups that I just mentioned and also a whole bunch of Swiss yodeling groups. So perhaps the only one in the whole world with that kind of music.
Yeah, New Glarus is actually, again, you said it's a Swiss settlement, and it's very proud of its Swiss heritage, even though I'm not Swiss at all. My background is actually Norwegian. From a very early age in New Glarus, you learn about Swiss culture, Swiss history. You obviously eat Swiss food in New Glarus, and it's a wonderful small town to grow up in. And so to be a part of the festivals that New Glarus offers, also the Yodel Club, the music that it offers, it's something that many young people take interest in and want to keep that culture and that ethnic pride going.
Some of the members of your yodel group, many of them are actually native Swiss German speakers. That's their first language. And so they're able to pronounce the words in the songs much more easily, perhaps, than those who grew up speaking English. What are some of the challenges there for you in particular in trying to learn the songs or in trying to decide how you're going to perform them?
Well, of the five or six native Swiss German speakers, they all fight amongst themselves first because they are all from different regions in Switzerland or different cantons. So they all have their own dialects. So first of all, we have to settle on a dialect. And once they determine how we should sing or how we should pronounce a word or whatever the words, then they teach the us Americans, English speakers, how to pronounce the words. And we move on from there. It's time-consuming because, you know, we have to learn the words. And we're all, if we took German in high school or, you know, or college, we're taught High German. We're not taught Swiss German. So the rules of pronunciation and grammar and everything are just, in Swiss German are completely different than they are in High German. So it doesn't give us a heck of a lot of an advantage.
Yeah, we actually go through the song, and actually one of the Swiss German-speaking members of the group will tape record it and just not singing it, just reading it, the song. And then we can take that tape recording with us and play it in our cars as we go to work and work on the words as well. We do go through the song too to find out what it means and so forth, what certain words means. Right. And so that we have a sense of the true meaning behind the song and so that we're kind of living it as we sing it as well.
Kind of have to sing with emotion, too. You just can't sing a flat song.
And so the repertoire that you choose, the songs that you choose, it sounds like they're really quite traditional old songs for the most part that come directly from Switzerland. And maybe the Americanization maybe happens in exactly what you described, that there's kind of a melting pot of people who are coming in to sing these songs, and they're learning the words and being taught from their different backgrounds.
I think you're right. In fact, our director says sometimes that we have our own Swiss dialect, the New Glarus dialect, because it's just a mishmash of all the other dialects that are put together in one room. So,
and when you talk to audience members after a show, or when they maybe have never heard you perform before and come up to you and express their impressions, what do they say? What do you think sticks with them from your performances?
In the United States, I think a lot of people have the stereotype of yodeling being cowboy yodeling. That comes, from southern states of the United States. And I don't think many people have heard actually Swiss yodeling and how beautiful it is. And I think that's the reaction that we get oftentimes after we perform or we sing, is that they find yodeling music just beautiful. And it is. I mean, as you make work your way through the verse and then comes the chorus where the yodel comes, and our yodels, the yodel is an octave or two higher than the rest of the choir singing, and it's really beautiful. And I think that's a reaction that we get most often is like, wow, I never heard that before, but I really enjoy it.
That was Tim Nybroughton along with Ed Brand, both singers in the New Glarus Yodel Club in New Glarus, Wisconsin, in the United States. Although it's associated with Swiss Alps and cowboys today, yodeling can be heard from the African plains to the tea fields of Southeast Asia. I called up Bart Plantenga, who studies yodeling for a living and has written several books on the subject, to tell me more.
It all began as utilitarian, perhaps to lure, birds into traps or something, so that there was an imitation function. As herding evolved, it became a utilitarian call. For instance, in America, there's a thing called hollering, which is called sort of the rougher cousin of yodeling. It's a little bit less melodic, but it still has the same pitch change as yodeling. So it just sounds rougher or less musical. And it's used to call pigs. It's used to warn people on the rivers when they were doing logging and things like that. In Taiwan, for instance, and part of Southeast China, there's a tradition of tea picking, and the women on the hills, on the Chinese mountainsides, picking tea leaves, the women would entertain each other by doing yodeling calls to pass the time. That developed into tea picking operas with yodeling.
That was Bart Plantenga, yodel researcher and author of the books Yodel in Hi-Fi and The Secret History of Yodeling Around the World. Erika Stucki, or just Stucki as she calls her onstage persona, knows all about the American and Swiss roots of yodeling. In fact, it's what's defined her musical career. American-born with Swiss parents, she moves easily between English and Swiss German, as well as between yodeling styles.
Me, in my world, I believe that when I do a cowboy yodel and I sing the lyrics in American English and then comes ho-lay, ho-lay, I believe that's the American thing. And then I go over, switch over, tell the audience, here comes a muotatal that soily. I believe that I do it in a very old traditional way. But that's me. I guess if a real cowboy with a real, if a real cowboy, is there such a thing, would listen to me, he would say, ooh, I hear a Swiss influence. And I believe the real guy from Glarus would say, oh, the Schaber, nicht ganz, ganz, ganz richtig. Like in languages, when I speak English, I'm sure there's Swiss flavors popping up and vice versa. And when I speak German, so I would never dare to say, no, I'm a real traditionalist in each Sparte.
I met Stucki on the terrace of a hotel by the shores of Lake Zurich, near where she lives now. She said the rainy, foggy weather reminded her of San Francisco, where she spent the first 9 years of her life. Her playful, imaginative performance style has its roots in that city, where she lived through the flower power era.
Don't forget, I was born 62, so when I was 8, 1970, they were all on this, they were all riding the wave. Like, you can do anything you want to do. Look into a child's eyes and the universe will come to you and open up in colorful ways. And things that sound corny nowadays. But my babysitters and teachers and grown-ups around me, they believed in that. The whole city expired this playfulness, or they had paint in their faces. I couldn't wait to grow up when I saw those grown-ups.
Even Stucki herself has a hard time defining her musical style. Sometimes jazz, sometimes rock, sometimes folk. And she says audiences have found their own way of categorizing her.
You know how people are, how they love to put you in a Schublade, in a, we Swiss say it's in a Schublade, Schubladisiere. They love to put you in a category. So if I was kind of strange to an American audience, they would say, ah, this crazy European singer, you're going to see this girl. And if I would play in Europe, they'd say, ah, das ist die spassige Amerikanerin. So I think people just like to get, like to have this joker card. If they don't understand it, they can always say, oh, it's because she's this weird, different thing. Not in a bad way, but also just in the same way. If you don't understand something, you want to kind of make sense of it. So you say, oh, that's because she's from the Alps. I mean, of course she's kind of strange. So even in New York, if they would look at me and with their eyes and mouth open and, what is she doing? Ah, oh, she's European. Okay. It helped them a lot.
I ask whether audiences react differently to her act in the U.S. and in Europe.
When I come on stage, I usually come with a shovel, so I bang on that shovel. I go, rank, 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 rank. I really bang the hell out of that shovel. Americans tend to laugh because it's fun. The Swiss think voodoo. They think, oh, wow, she's calling the spirits. She's up in the Alps. She's trying to get rid of the Schlachtegeister. I'm generalizing here, but an American audience would way easier just laugh. The Swiss would maybe laugh out of, oh, Jesus, out of uncomfortableness. It's a different laugh, and it's more of a, whoa, what is she cooking up? If I see this right, or if I smell this right, I can tell that the Swiss youngsters are not so much turned off by yodel as they used to be. Because my generation was like, oh, yodel, lach, das ist etwas für die Alte, Lied, bäh, that's something for the old. Bäh, yodel, das ist doch verstaubt, it's totally dusty. And now these young kids, they come up to me, gehst du yodel Kurs? Do you give workshops? Do you, can you teach me that? It's, something's changed.
Stucki recently got an award from the Swiss government, the first of its kind, for being an innovative musician. I asked her for her thoughts on one particular nationwide innovation project, the contest to come up with a new national anthem. A group called the Swiss Society of Common Good recently launched a competition, which is the first of its kind in the world, to have the Swiss people submit ideas for and vote on a new national anthem.
What I love about anthems is the African anthem. When we toured Africa, that I'm just making up the words. And each time I got homesick, and it wasn't my anthem at all. So the only thing I could say was, I wish the Swiss anthem would just make people homesick. That's what an anthem should do to people. And I still believe that would be great if we could come up with a melody that does that. I'm not sure Tritz die Morgen, rot daher does that to me.
That was Swiss-American singer and yodeler Erika Stucki. Stay tuned to swissinfo.ch for more on the roots of yodeling and how it's influenced popular music today. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Devorin-Byrne.